I'll put them away, Marie. Just sit them there if you want to. We're in your road. Can you reach it? Oh, let's see. What else? You wanted wild shrubs, didn't you?
Streams.
The muddy, little muddy and the big muddy. Of course, there's only about 30 muddies in the Wyoming. And Bear River, that's an important stream.
Now, you mentioned the word creek. Is there, maybe you can give me your idea of the sizes between the
Names? Back east, there's a woman here from Minnesota. She says, these are all creeks around here. She says, not either, they're rivers. A creek is one you can jump across. You'd call it a brook back east, I guess. And then a river is anything that you have to wade across.
Are there anything like wet weather creeks, ones that are...
Intermittent creeks?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This muddy is intermittent a lot of times. The little muddy, especially, that originates over there on the Bear River Divide, only comes this way.
Now, would they have, what about like a wash or a gully or a gulch?
Well, we call it gulch, gully, a wash, an aurora, what do you call it? Something like that.
And those are all just small, dry creeks?
Yeah.
What about a spot where you might... Have you ever heard of a park, maybe up in the mountains?
Oh, yeah. We call those clearings parks.
Okay. And a basin?
Well, that's... this Bridger Valley is really a basin. You know, hills on that side, hills on that side, hills on that side.
So it's surrounded?
Surrounded by hills. It's called a basin.
And what about a bowl, like Jackson Bowl? What's that?
Well, that's where it doesn't have, well, it does have an outlet, but it's a very restricted one. That's a hole.
What about a place, maybe like a park where you can graze cattle with a little water in it? What would that be called?
Yes.
With water. You ever call it a meadow?
We'd call it a meadow, probably.
And so a meadow would be
a place that's got enough seep water to support grass.
What about a place that has a lot more water than that? Kind of
swamp.
What would you call a flat-topped hill?
Butte.
Okay. Now, would you ever use the word mesa? Or is that something?
Yes, you bet.
So you would call it
a butte. But it would be a mesa, too. In fact, they're the same. They're flat top with a... come down on every side. All the way.
What do you call that where it drops off?
Well, bluff.
Okay. Would they ever call that a cliff?
Well, if it's straight up and down, it's a cliff. A bluff is gradual. But a cliff is, the way I understand it, is straight up and down.
Are there a lot of those around here?
Not many cliffs, lots of bluffs. No, not many clears.
Okay. And maybe you could tell me a little about the types of irrigation ditches there are.
Oh, well, there's a plain dirt one. Then they line them with cement sometimes.
And what would be a great big wide one?
We'd call it a canal, channel, canal.
And does anyone ever mix very small reservoirs?
Oh, yeah, lots of them around here. A reservoir. We call it a pond, but a pond can be any little small body of water.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me what the name of a ditch along an upgraded road would be called.
Bar pit.
Okay. And are there different types of poor soil?
Poor soil? Yeah, there's alkali soil. There's bentonite. Boy, you can't grow nothing in bentonite. And... real sandy soil is not much good. And good soils are loams.